During the wild early years of rock and roll, Little Richard was king, and sax player Grady Gaines was on top of the world, as well as Little Richard's piano. As shown in this scene from the 1956 film Don't Knock the Rock on YouTube, white teenagers loved the music, and that helped break down racial barriers. But Gaines says the musicians did not fully appreciate their impact.
We didn't know that it was going to be rock and roll, because we all thought we were doing rhythm and blues.
Gaines credits Little Richard and his flamboyant style for what happened.
He actually is the first one who created the rock and roll stuff, and Richard, Little Richard is. He had funny jokes to tell. He always had something exciting to make you laugh. To be around him, your whole spirit get lifted, because he was that type of guy.
But in his new autobiography, Gaines tells how Little Richard quit performing at the height of his fame to become a minister. Elvis Presley then became king, and Grady Gaines went on to play with Sam Cooke, who had a different style.
I played with Sam Cooke. It would be mellow, and I would try to make my band sound to fit Sam Cooke's style.
Gaines later played with a long list of stars and returned to Houston, where he continues to perform with his own band. He's also promoting his book, I've Been Out There, along with co-author Rod Evans, who helped him tell his story.
I went to Grady's house and I just sat down with a tape recorder, and after researching his life, came up with a bunch of questions to ask him about different segments of his life.
Well, I tried to tell them all in that book as much as I could remember. And every time I read that book, it's just like me reliving my life over again.
One regret, says Rod Evans, is that he was not able to interview Little Richard.
Initially, I thought I was going to be able to get him into the book and talk to him about bringing Grady into his band. But his health just declined to the point that he just really wasn't up to doing it.
At the age of 81, Grady Gaines keeps playing, mostly for private parties. And fans, young and old, marvel at this living legend of rock and roll. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.